The Potomac River is seen by hundreds of thousands each day as it flows under bridges and past memorials. It is used for recreational activities and provides drinking water for 5 million people. Before the Potomac reaches Washington, it runs through farmland in 4 states and continues on to the Chesapeake Bay, the country's largest estuary. All along its course, pollution undermines the river's water quality, says American Rivers President Bob Irvin.
It flows through farmlands where pesticides are running off from the fields, where farm waste is running into the streams. Then as it makes its way down through the urban area of Washington, D.C., we have runoff from our streets. And when it rains really hard, we have raw sewage flowing into the river.
That runoff concerns Don Bosch, head of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. He says it is creating dead zones where aquatic plants and marine life cannot survive.
It's got low light penetration and sometimes low levels of oxygen in the water.
He says before the river can become healthier, the nutrient runoff must be controlled.
These are good things that stimulate life in the river, but they actually are in excess, and so they cause lots of negative problems in the river.
This coal-powered electrical plant will close soon, but until then, it is putting toxic substances into the water and changing the habitat, says Whit Overstreet with the environmental group Potomac River Keepers.
They discharge hot water back into the river that wouldn't be there naturally, which can be problematic for aquatic life.
Scientists have also found that chemicals appear to be causing intersexed fish, especially male fish with female traits. But fishing guide Steve Chaconis says he thinks the Potomac has improved from the filthy river it was years ago.
Fish are very vibrant. People are cleaning up after themselves, finally.
American Rivers warns the Potomac and other rivers could backslide if the Clean Water Act of 1972 is weakened. A distinct possibility, says Irvin.
Congressmen from various parts of the country representing big agricultural interests and industry interests are trying to weaken the act, trying to prohibit the federal government from protecting, for example, small headwater streams and wetlands, from regulating the use of pesticides on farmland.
Clean water advocacy groups are calling on Congress to kill any legislation that erodes those vital protections. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.